Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
With a lot of other very talented people and the people of our country, the greatest economy in the history of the world, the greatest that we've ever had, the greatest employment numbers, the best numbers we've ever had, the best stock markets. I think we had 144 days of record stock markets. And then one day they said, we have to close our country. Well, now it's time to open it up.
All right, the president talking about, yes, indeed, 18 million plus looking for work, those that want to get back to work, so furloughed, or those who have had pay cuts looking to jump back into full time again, where they're in an office somewhere, and others saying, no thanks, I don't want to be the guinea pig. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, so where do you fall on this whole thing? The deaths so far in this country, 71,921, recovered 164,000, confirmed cases, 1.23 million. That's where we're at. Worldwide, 3.66 million deaths, 257,000. Have you gone bowling in Georgia? Got your hair done and got a tat? Because, of course, there the governor opened several things besides restaurants, several businesses. And in other states, things are opening back up, like in Texas. The barbershops and the hair salons will be open on Friday. Restaurants with new social distancing policies will be open in many, many cases. Some states are not open for business till the middle of May, others until the end of May, like in Washington. It's not until the end of May for Washington at this point. So it is a wait-and-see kind of thing as to whether or not you're out there and what are you doing when you're out there. We certainly saw what happened in Clearwater over the weekend, ridiculous people on top of each other going back to the beach. But they're going to be drawn to places when you say the beaches are open or this beach is open. The population, you got to think about it, they're going to go to where that spot is, and that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. In the meantime, it's about finding that vaccine. There are some interesting tests and conversations that are going on. So I think some Americans are praying for that vaccine sooner rather than later, although you still have to have all that testing. And then others are just worried and everything else and do not want to eat at restaurants, don't want to shop at stores, and don't want to take any kind of steps to going back to what would be called normal for fear of some kind of a surge in cases, because that's the other part of this that we keep hearing over and over and over again. All right, let's go to Grim in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Grim.
Hey, Kate. Yeah, going back to a norm, we could really have some serious damage because we could see a very quick increase in this virus, and it could go into a super virus, which would, you know, might possibly be the end of mankind. What we're all trying to attempt not to get into.
You know, I agree that it's scary as to what can happen. Yeah. It'd be pretty bad when we look at the possibility of cases and can you go outside and what happens if it reopens and you have the situation like Clearwater Beach, then I can't imagine that's going to be good.
Well, it'd shock a lot of people that even the people that are experts in this ain't really expert in thinking of what the possibilities are.
Yeah.
It does shock a lot of people. I've known plenty of bookworms that don't know how to paper in half, but it's the same principle. And this, yes, it's created a new norm, because basically a lot of people that didn't know that it existed, but our first form of doing anything was bartering. And neighbors have been bartering from each other, trading this off for that and that for this. Of course, they had ample supply. And we built this fear into us to have supply. Regrettably, we've also got a lot of greed that has manipulated the supply, because a lot of this equipment was made available well after World War One, and there's laws on the book that says, hey, this should be available for at least a 90-day period, because they knew way back then. Well, you know, they knew what mustard gas would do.
Oh, yeah.
Did biowarfare come about? So they planned for the possibility of a domestic tax. And they wanted to make sure that Americans supplied and stockpiled this stuff. But when it never came about, you know, it's like the little child that cries wolf. After 50 years of crying wolf, somebody starts selling off this stockpile, and need to go back to some of this. But, because to be honest with you, it wasn't Trump's fault. Not when you got books on the laws that go back that far before he was even born that said that the cities should be supplied with the necessaries to combat a situation like this.
That is true. Anybody listening to us, you're right. They can go back and they can look that up, and it's true. No matter what you think of politics, either side, whatever, it's there. You're right. It's crazy. It's crazy, Grim. It really, really is. Yeah. It's really, really is. Stay safe. Thanks for the call. It's we just have a minute or two before we go to jump over the flip side of this. But he's right. I mean, he's right of the what happens if you see the implosion of so many people, meaning they social distance, think they're fine, go out, and then we see the numbers soar with the virus, the disasters that are being predicted, and then downplayed, you know, talking about 3,000 people could die a day, and we could see that by June 1st, and based on some of the data that's out there, some of the projections, but there's all kinds of projections, and, you know, the bottom line is, eventually, this too shall pass, but what is it going to look like when it does pass? There is no question whether you want to do it or not. There is a refocusing, there is a reimagining that has to take place, I think, in everyone's life, because this is unprecedented for all of us. And I've said this now a lot on these shows. I had a great-grandmother who was killed in the pandemic, and my grandmother was just 7 months old, and that was it. You know, my great-grandfather moves on, remarries, and the family had to bury their dead, but and they had sad situations like we've seen with the piling up of bodies and whatnot. You know, that whole thing about history repeating itself. See you in a minute.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Coming up a little bit later in the show, Ronald Wien is going to join us. He's written a fascinating book called Healing Traumatized Churches, and wow, wait till you hear this conversation. But he joins us from a town not too far from Dayton, Ohio. Ronald, thanks so much for joining us, and let's talk about the pandemic and how it's affected your area. What's happened there?
Well, the pandemic, I don't know anybody personally who's developed the disease. The virus is really traumatizing people because it divides people. We're not connecting, and we're not built for the silo living where we've got to even acknowledge people. I noticed when I've gone in the grocery store, a lot of people are in masks, and we're like pinball, you know, people. We're just trying to avoid everybody, and I'm not sure if that's going if this is temporary. That's good, but if it's not temporary, and we've got to keep on doing this, it's going to have deleterious effects, especially I think with the elderly, because right now the elderly are not being visited, except by just a few people wearing masks and gloves and everything like that. So it's that kind of loneliness when you're older is really a problem. It's got to be a deleterious effect on health for them. But for some reason, we just don't have, I don't know of anyone. I know the statistics. We've got people in Ohio that have died from it, but most of those are people with conditions that are you know, comorbid conditions like diabetes and heart problems and pulmonary stuff, and they're susceptible, they're at risk, and those are the people I worry about. The people that I know, you know, there's my daughter knows somebody in New York who died. But New York's really bad news. I feel so bad because people are stacked on top of each other and concentrated in a small area. And then a lot of people are at risk by that. So in Ohio, we've got space between us anyways. But so we're not getting hit as hard as everybody else. Mm. Now, in the bigger cities, it's really, you know, there's a bigger problem. But for us in Dayton, Ohio, we're pretty much we've got some people dying, but not anywhere near what's going on. And those are the people that are at risk. But I don't know, with this whole thing, with this shutdown of everything, that's what I'm worried about. I was involved in plant closings where several thousand people were told that they no longer had a job, and they were prolonging that experience. So I was there, so I saw a lot of people in groups and stuff like that. And it's really damaging for people not to be able to go to work. And I can't tell you how many times that people would say things like, well, you know, I got an insurance policy, and if I don't have a job, at least my family will live if I don't. You know, that kind of stuff is not good for people. So I think I'm just worried about the balance. You know, are we taking out the weeds, to use the parable of Jesus? Are we taking out all the weeds of the field when Jesus says, no, you're going to pull up the wheat too? You know, we got to have a balanced approach to this.
Yeah.
Because it's dangerous. Either way, it's dangerous. And you got to walk. It's really tricky business to figure out a policy that works.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Yeah, I agree with you. You got to walk that thin line. In fact, anybody can call up and throw in their 2 cents, 855-266-5283. We'll talk to Ronald a little bit later in the show. Ronald, thanks so much for telling us what it's like in Dayton, Ohio.
Yes, thank you so much for asking. I appreciate being on the show.
All right, so how about that? In that area, people are doing pretty well as far as the amount of cases and as far as the deaths that they've seen. And he mentioned what his philosophy was as to the reasons why it was. But notice how he said there, it's one of those situations of it's dangerous either way. And that's the thing, this question that hangs in the balance, this idea of, how do you flatten the curve? What does it mean when somebody blows it? How many people does it take? Somebody asked me this question in the mailbag. Kate, how many people does it take to blow the curve up? So how many people have to screw up, get too close on a beach, do something they're not supposed to do for it to mess up the rest of us? And I have no idea, because how many people does that person come across, and then how many people have they infected? It's like the sad stories we heard of, you know, that's why it's this whole family thing. Going to weddings, going to funerals, going to parties, and how many people dying and getting sick and then dying in those families, and the others surviving. But it was frightening to hear those stories and how they got infected. And I can't imagine if somebody was a little lax with the social distancing. Man, not a big deal. I'm healthy. I feel good. And then they give it to somebody else, and then they don't even realize. It's just a wicked, sick, twisted war with this virus that we're in. It really is. I mean, there's your answer, right? I mean, that's the answer. Absolutely crazy. And I'll tell you what is crazy. This story about the Georgia shooting. The shooting where, it wasn't in Georgia, I don't think, the shooting where somebody was told to wear a mask and they didn't want to wear a mask. And so instead, three people ended up being charged in the killing of that security guard over the mask policy. And how does that happen? You know, I mean, how does somebody go to work in, of all places, Flint, Michigan? I think we all know Flint, Michigan now. So you have three people charged for this security guard who simply said, look, the state is saying you have to wear a face mask. So a 43-year-old guard dies after being shot in the head. And on top of that, you have three different people, none of them older than 45, who have been charged with first-degree premeditated murder. And then a bunch of other charges along with that. Wow. I mean, that's one of the orders. The Michigan governor has said all retail employees and customers have to wear a mask. And you can, they have footage of it. The footage shows that after they got into it, the woman left in an SUV, but 20 minutes later came back. And then two men came into the store. One yelled at them about disrespecting his wife. The other then shot the security guard. I mean, this is senseless, crazy, asinine over a mask. People are losing their minds, purposely leaving the store to come back and have that happen. Where is the humanity in any of that? Regardless of not wanting to adhere to the rules, he had to tell them that. Then it turns into a huge altercation, and then it turns into a life-altering moment for all four people involved, and then the families connected to them. They were in a Family Dollar store. Wow. Wow. People. That may be one of the craziest stories that I've heard as we walk through this pandemic and people have just had enough. All right, speaking of having enough, as we veer in a couple of quick directions here before we move over to our conversation with our friend from Dayton, Ohio, the USS Theodore Roosevelt has headed back to sea after the coronavirus quarantine in Guam. So what does that mean? It was a month that they were quarantined. But not all of the crew members are sailing, of course. Some are still there in Guam. The ship goes back to sea duty. And that tale continues. The ship had been deep cleaned, and then the sailors were back on the boat, which is the good news, that it could be deep cleaned and that they could get some of them back on the sea and then keep the others quarantined to do what they can to shake the this ridiculous, horrible virus, right? Mm. The president came out of lockdown, so to speak. He hadn't been out for months on the road anyway, in Arizona at a face mask factory on Tuesday. And he talked about the human cost of returning to normalcy. And he's saying, I'm not saying anything is perfect, and yes, will some people be affected? Yes. Will some people be affected badly? Yes. But we have to get our country open, and we have to get it open soon. You can always send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
While in Arizona, the president said the team led by Vice President Mike Pence will likely be ending soon.
We're now looking at a little bit of a different form, and that form is safety and opening, and we'll
different group probably set up for them.
President Trump was also asked if doctors Deborah Burke and Anthony Fauci would be involved. He said yes, their knowledge will be needed because the fight is still not over. The Senate is hesitating on another coronavirus package.
The task in the weeks ahead will be to keep seeking thoughtful solutions that are not just for the very short term, but will help pivot toward a phased reopening and recovery.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. But Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says states also need help for essential municipal workers like policemen and firefighters. This is USA Radio News. There was a deadly shootout over not wearing a mask at a dollar store. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
In Flint, Michigan, three people charged with first-degree murder for the shooting death of a Family Dollar store security guard on Friday after he tried to enforce an order that all patrons wear masks. Prosecutors say he died after confronting Charmel Teague because her daughter wasn't wearing a mask, as Governor Gretchen Whitmer has ordered.
One of the black males started yelling at Munnerlyn about disrespecting his wife. The other black male then walks up to Munnerlyn and shoots Munnerlyn.
Teague is already in custody while the two men involved in the incident remain at large.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in the hospital after getting an infection caused by a gallstone. The 87-year-old justice underwent non-surgical treatment for her gallbladder condition. The court says she expects to be in the hospital for only a day or two. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This time around on Authors Corner, we have Ronald Wien with us. He's written a book called Healing Traumatized Churches. We had a fabulous off-air conversation, and we've talked about this before on this show. Religion, what people are doing as far as congregations, what's not being said, some of the pain that's out there for sure. And he knows, as he is a pastor, and also he's someone who's skilled in the art of knowing what people are going through, having counseled so many. Ronald, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So the obvious question is what I just said. What is going on out there?
Well, there's a lot of things that are going on out there, especially now with the virus running rampant. I don't know how many churches are going to be in trouble after the thing's over, but there's a lot of trauma going on, just being separated and in silos that we are in right now, and that's rough on anyone. But the body of Christ is a body that comes together and worships God. And the blocking that is that we're in silos right now, which is exactly where trauma keeps people. Trauma divides the brain and the body, and also the divides people from people. And because when you go through some kind of a trauma in a church, which is usually betrayal trauma, that's a special kind of trauma that the leadership, it's a failure of leadership to do the right thing. And so people learn not to trust themselves, and not to trust other people, and not to connect. So there's the division in the whole body when there's trauma in the church that's unresolved and unprocessed, undebriefed, those kinds of things. So my background is working with police and fire departments and military in terms of post-traumatic injury. And that is a very important thing to know. And that's what started me looking at the churches. And the churches started looking like fire departments that never had done a debriefing. They were cranky, controlling, and numb. Those are the three things that start to happen in the church. People get very cranky. They get irritable. They get very territorial. They want control and controlling. They want they become numb to feelings, numb to empathy toward themselves or other people. And that's a heck of a thing to try to do ministry with in terms of outreach and evangelism and just getting along together. And I noticed that some churches have been in that process for years and years. And when you go back into their history and you see what happened, there was that trauma, that experience that they never dealt with, that they were told by their leadership to pray about it and don't talk about it and just move on. If you can't forgive, there's something wrong with your faith. That kind of shaming has caused congregations to just be on the vine and just die out. And because they can't get the energy, they can't put themselves in a position to receive the transforming power of God because they're silent, they're not connecting, they're just doing what they've always done. And that institutional reaction to trauma in the church has really been the driving force behind my book, is to teach people that you got to have a safe place for people to process their trauma so that it doesn't stay with them for their whole lives and it doesn't take down the church. That's the reason why I wrote the book.
Yeah, and boy, you really summed it up well. So people reading the book, what would they take away from what can they do? What can you do about it? What do you say works to help overcome this trauma?
Well, I wrote the book so that they can begin the process of in a safe way. Because people, if you go in there, well, there's trauma in here. People's first reaction is to have a, you know, fight, flight, or freeze reaction. We say things like that. But I wrote the book in terms of a three-act play so that I have a scene, then commentary, a scene, then commentary of people actually going through the process of healing from trauma so that it's safe enough for me to look at. If I'm a reader, I can look at somebody else's trauma and see their experience, strength, and hope as a result of the trauma. And God is so special. We follow a God who transforms all trauma, because if God could take the messy trauma of the cross and transform it into a blessing for the world, God can take any trauma from anyone at any time and transform it into blessings for the world. And that is the hope. That is the hope that I have for congregations to realize that good news, that God is a trauma transformer. And,
I like that.
Anything.
Yeah, that's a hashtag, trauma transformer. That's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that this is the book that can begin that process, because it's safe enough for them to read on somebody else's recovery to invite them to come into their own. It shows up a mirror of maybe themselves, maybe their own church, maybe what they've experienced. Because, you know, I've gone into several churches, and I couldn't understand it before I understood trauma. I didn't understand their reaction. So it was a post-traumatic church, that the people would behave, they would be triggered when they came into church and would act differently than when they did when they were in Kroger's or Publix or any of those other stores. You know, I mean, they're friendly or they're going to meetings in someplace else, and they were fine. But, man, the minute they came into church, they came and they were fighters, flyers, or freezers. I mean, they were just, ready to fight, or they were ready to flee, or they were ready to just be silent and just take it. And that's the bear tracks, I call it, around the garbage can. In the morning, when you see bear tracks around the garbage can, guess what? A bear was there. and when you see those tracks controlling, cranky, controlling, and numb, then you know that a bear had been there. And those are the signs and symptoms of post-trauma injury when you got that stuff going on. So that's the first thing I look for, is what happened here? Something happened here. The tracks are here. Where is it? When did it happen? What did they do about it? Who was involved? Was anybody helped? Was anybody hurt? Are people still hurt? Those are the kinds of questions I bring as a professional counselor to that forum. And when people have read the book, they feel safe enough to start talking about their own because they're not alone. And that's the problem, that when trauma happens, people are in silos. They are not communicating with each other because there's no trust, because trust has been broken by the leadership in the church, whether it be illegal activity or hurting children or some other tragedy that was connected, theft in office, you name it. All those things happen, boundary violations, you name it. All that stuff happens in the church. And when I look at the clergy, and I look at how much trauma they're exposed to, and then I look at them physically. I mean, I don't know too many clergy that are in really good shape. I mean, in terms of their physical health or mental health. I mean, there's either, you know, there's maybe drinking, maybe drugging, maybe food issues that are just plain off the charts. Maybe they can't even move. I mean, their joints are so frozen under the burden of being the first responder for people's trauma in the church. I mean, when you get that kind of exposure and you don't have a debriefing protocol in place, when you're not equipped to handle that kind of pressure, then you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble with yourself. You're going to be in trouble in your marriage. There's going to be trouble with you physically. You know, heart attacks, all that other stuff, diabetes, you name it, it happens. And it's all because we don't respect the trauma that we experience. We think we can handle it. And you know what? God's a specialist in handling trauma. We are not. We're made out of flesh and blood, and we're not steel containers where we can contain this inside of us. We are flesh and blood. We are permeable, and trauma soaks into us and has bad effects if we don't debrief, process, integrate it, and transform it.
That's why you wrote it. We have 1 minute or so left, and you've said this. I mean, you really have encapsulated what the book's about and what you hope happens and all of that. But one of the things that you and I talked about, and like I said, we don't have much time, but acupuncture, deep tissue massage, yoga,
yes.
EMDR, all this stuff is what you talk about really helping you to get to the other side, right?
Oh, yeah. That was, according to the 9/11 study, those were body therapies. And trauma is stuck in the body because the body remembers everything, always tells the truth, and keeps the score if we're listening. But the problem with trauma is it divides brain and body, and so we stop listening to our bodies. And so the body takes it on the chin, even as the brain is dissociated and put this stuff in the silos and doesn't want to deal with it. The body keeps dealing with it, and that's where you get the health issues that come up, according to all these studies that have been done. There's an 80% correlation between adverse childhood experiences and health and mental health in 40 years later. So it's a body that needs to be addressed. It's a body issue. It's not a brain issue. People think it's a brain issue. No, it's not a brain issue. It's a body issue. The body is triggered, even without the permission of the brain. The body's going to do what it's going to do.
Yeah.
And so what happened in 9/11 was these body therapies, the acupuncture, the deep tissue massage, the yoga, and the EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing, were the top four things. And they're body-centric, not brain-centric. They're body-centric, and that's what helped people the most.
Yeah, boy, that's something to keep in mind. This book is a game changer all the way around, honestly. Ronald Wien, and it's called Healing Traumatized Churches, and I would contend it could help a lot of people in so many other areas as well. Ronald, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
In the middle of
of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I'll tell you what, Kevin Sorbo, no kidding, is really one of my favorite actors. Why? Because I remember seeing him not too long ago, I'm going to say, because we don't want to date ourselves, as Hercules in The Legendary Journeys. But since then, oh my gosh, the breadth of his work is incredible. One of my favorite movies a handful of years ago, God's Not Dead, tremendous. Let There Be Light, another great movie. So he's the kind of guy that can crisscross in a lot of different directions, and he's making an impact on the world with his faith and spreading that. He's got a great book out that is one that I think you really, really want to pick up because it will give you strength during this time as you read his book. It's called True Strength. You can pick that up on Amazon. Kevin Sorbo, thank you so much for jumping on the show with us.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me back.
So we had a quick chat about the fact that, gosh, how many movies have you made? It's a lot.
I've done 64 movies. Now, along with my 7 years on Hercules and 5 years I'm on Andromeda, and staying busy. I got three movies that are due out this year. When? We don't know now because everything got pushed around. The one that I'm most proud of those three, the one I just directed, is called Miracle in East Texas, the true story set in 1930. Had a great cast with John Ratzenberger, Tyler Mayne, and Lou Gossett Jr., and it's been kicking butt in the film festival world, and hopefully we'll get it out in theaters by fall or early winter this year. Depends on on what happens with this whole virus thing going on.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So what was it like, you know, jumping behind the camera? And you're involved in a lot of different things. But in this miracle in East Texas, how was that? What was it like directing Lou Gossett Jr.? I mean, I remember him from, what was the movie? He was so famous, it scared me to death, The Deep.
The Deep, yeah. Of course, Officer and a Gentleman and many other movies. Lou was great. He was fantastic. Unfortunately, I didn't get to act with him. I was very jealous. He's the narrator of the film, but he's present day, and he goes back. He's being interviewed by a couple of high school students about a true story set back in the heart of the Depression. And so he starts the movie out, then becomes sort of the narrator of it when we go back to that 1930 year. But it was great working with him. It was great working to get him with John Ratzenberger. You mentioned God's Not Dead, but I did a movie with those same writers that came out 2 years earlier called What If? And I think What If's even a better movie. And now people are all holed up in their homes. I highly recommend picking up What If? Great family movie. And honestly, I think it's a better movie than God's Not Dead. It's in my top five for sure. But hey,
All right, real quick,
I got two documentaries coming out this year, but a third one just came out 3 weeks ago. It's a number one rated documentary for three straight weeks on Amazon called Before the Wrath. And we're going through time of wrath right now. Trust me, this is a very interesting documentary on the Book of Revelation. So I hope people check out Before the Wrath.
All right, Before the Wrath, that's great because everybody's always asking for suggestions, and I do movie reviews and doc reviews, so I'm going to definitely put that on my list for later today. When you were a kid growing up in Minnesota, did you know that you would end up with this, with the kind of life that you're having and the influence?
You know, it's funny. I knew at 11 years old I was going to be an actor. I grew up in a little town called Mound, Minnesota, which is about 25 miles west of Minneapolis, and I grew up in the beautiful shores of Lake Minnetonka. Our little 7,000 populated town, we were home to Tonka Toys. Get it? Lake Minnetonka, Tonka Toys. But I knew at 11 years old. I went and saw a play at the Guthrie Theater, a very famous theater in Minneapolis. A lot of people from Broadway performed there as well. And I saw Shakespeare, didn't know what the heck they were saying at the Merchant of Venice, but I was blown away by it. And then I caught the bug right then on 11.
I love it. And so then the rest is history, as they say. Tell us about True Strength, because I popped that out at the top here, your book.
Well, True Strength is a book that was born out of my wife beating me to death verbally to write this book. I didn't really want to write it, to be honest with you, because I dealt with a very tough time in my life, the end of season 5 on Hercules. I had an aneurysm, unbeknownst to me, inside my shoulder. And it opened up, sending hundreds of clots into my left arm, but 3 clots went in my brain. I suffered 3 strokes. So right at the end of season 5 in Hercules, I went from a guy in his 30s who was in better shape than most people in their 20s to a guy who couldn't even stand up and walk anymore. I had to learn how to speak again, had to learn how to balance and walk again, and it took me 3 years to fully recover. So it was a long road. My wife bugged me and finally wrote the book, and it actually came out in 2012, so it's been out for 8 years already, but it opened a door for me that I thought I'd never be doing, and that's public speaking. So it really is a book about finding your own true strength when we hit the wall. We're all going to come to a roadblock in our life, and how do you react to that roadblock? No matter what age you are, the life is not always meant to be perfect for us. So this is a book about, it's got a lot of humor in it, but it's a book about really finding your own true strength and battling through the life's adversities. So I hope people check it out. And I just did a follow-up book with my wife called True Faith. And True Faith just came out recently, about a month ago. So they can go to Amazon or they can go to my website, kevinsorbo.net. That's kevinsorbo.net to get an autographed copy, or go to my wife's at samsorbo.com to get a copy from her as well.
All right, so tell us about a little bit about True Faith, because I mentioned that too, that how important your Christianity is to you.
You know, True Faith really ended up being something we didn't, it was supposed to just be a straight follow-up to True Strength, but we see what's going on in relationships, and it doesn't necessarily have to be with marriage. It's relationships as a whole with people, where we've made relationships, we have marriage as disposable as we've made human life through abortion. So it's really a book about, okay, everybody's going to have problems in their life. Everybody's going to run the roads once again, right? Relationships are not always going to be perfect. You're going to change through the years. How do you keep those relationships going instead of just throwing them away and just moving on to the next one? Because the grass isn't necessarily greener on the other side. So a lot of times people end up getting in a relationship and ends up being the same as the one they just got out of. So it's once again, it's got a lot of humor in there. It's got a lot, we're recording the audiobook right now as I'm speaking with you. And, I think it's a book that people will find interesting and find a way to not necessarily, you don't have to be a person of faith, a person of religion to read this book. It just really comes down to how do you keep things alive in your own life with your partner in your life.
We're speaking with Kevin Sorbo, actor, director, I'm going to say entrepreneur, author, you name it, obviously public speaking, and you've had some great influence there. And you and Sam have three kids, so what do you tell them during this pandemic, and how's that going?
Well, you know, we're homeschoolers anyway. My wife is a homeschool advocate. She does a lot of speaking on it. She's got a book out there called They're Your Kids, and you're seeing a lot of people I'm going crazy right now because they actually have to spend time with the children instead of using the government assisted babysitting program called public schools. So I think some good's going to come out of this whole coronavirus scare going on, and I think homeschooling is going to grow. I think people are going to realize, you know, I can do this, because a lot of people freak out and they think I can't homeschool my kids. How could I possibly do that? So what you're saying is, the same system that you went from kindergarten through 12th grade in has not prepared you enough to teach a first grader. So what does that say about the system, and why are you sending your kids back into that system? So, America ranks 27th in the world. That's pathetic in our education system. So we know that we need to change things and fight things and move things around. So for us, it's sort of business as normal, but we always take walks and we take bike rides together, and we've always done that. I hope families are doing that. You need to exercise during this time, guys. You need to stretch, do yoga, find a way to do push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, whatever. But you got to stay busy, drink a lot of water, try to stay healthy. It's the best way to fight what's going on right now in our world.
Oh, yeah, that's some great advice. So it's business as usual for you. You mentioned recording the audio book of True Faith and of course, the documentaries. What else is on tap for you down the road?
Well, I had three movies lined up to shoot this year. Now they're all moving. I've got a TV series I'm starting in September. So I left LA over a year ago, but it looks like I got to go back for a couple months to shoot this comedy. But the trouble is, you know, it's affecting me just like it's affecting everybody else. I mean, I do a lot of speaking events. They've all been canceled and or postponed. I had appearances at Comic-Con shows, autograph shows, because Hercules and Andromeda are still out there in 60 countries. And, these are all lost incomes for me just like everybody else. And it's frustrating. I'm not like, you know, crying a river thing. This is happening to all of us. We have to find a way to get around this. We can't live our lives like this forever, right? I mean, we got to figure out exactly what's going on, where this disease is going, and how we can fight it. But it's not going to go away forever. I mean, this is going to be a thing that's going to be up to just like the flu for the rest of our lives. But we have to find a way to get back to normal, whatever that new normal is going to be, because we can't live in our homes the rest of our lives. It's just not going to work out for anybody in the world.
Yeah, I agree. Kevin Sorbo, I could talk to you all day. Thank you so much for popping on.
My pleasure. Anytime when those other movies come out in the fall, hopefully we can talk then and give them a little plug.
That sounds good. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudyarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.